Did you think that you could talk to me like that? That you could degrade me? Disrespect me in my house? I'm sure you thought you were entitled to my body, my voice, my blessings, my consent. You are not. I am a goddess. And you should be worshipping the ground that I walk on. Your words bring disgrace and filth to this house of worship, and I will not tolerate it. Look at you, thinking that your strength and size will get you what you want, believing that you're entitled to my body, my voice, my time. You call me a slut, and you tell me to suck your cock. Is that how you speak to divinity? Do you expect this God to bow down to your entitled whims? Please. Please. Don't make me laugh. I would rather punish you. Grind your fallacies beneath my stiletto heel. Make you whimper and beg for more of my capricious attention. As if you are worth my time. Let alone deserving of it. You will honor me. Worship me like the god you wish you could be. I am the sun, the moon, the very earth beneath your feet, and I will happily rip that soul from your limp meat sack. I would torture it for days, only to replace it in a shaft of rotting flesh. Now, treat me with the respect that I deserve, boy, as the mere act of existing should not have you filling my ears with nasty prostrations. Such filthy words spewed from your mouth, debasing yourself in front of me. Perhaps that turns you on, makes you feel special. Maybe you feel worthy of my time. Perhaps you can be deserving of my time. Kneel before me, boy, and show me how sorry you are. Does this talk of punishment turn you on? Maybe you wonder what it would be like for me to degrade you, call you the little slut, the clit-sucking whore. You seem to enjoy the prospect. I can see you shivering under my light touch across your shoulders. Does my touch frighten you or excite you? I can see how hard you are now, how thick your cock has become. You enjoy this type of worship, don't you? Do you enjoy the thought of pain? Or actual pain? I see. You enjoy the pain. You enjoy my fingernails digging into your scalp, your hair being yanked back. I can see your tender throat, your humming pulse. This turns you on. Hands to yourself, boy. You may not touch me, but you may touch yourself. Let me see what you're playing with. It's lovely, isn't it? Does it feel good when you stroke it? Does it strain in your hand when I scrape my nails across your chest? How about when I dig them into your shoulder? You seem to enjoy the thought of more pain, my nasty boy. Would you enjoy more pain or sweet release? You handle your thick erection masterfully, so obediently. This pleases me. Don't stop. I want to see you come. I want to see you make a mess of yourself just for me. I want to watch your eyes roll back in bliss and watch you growl like the savage beast that you are. Yes. Oh. Faster now.
I said faster.
Do you enjoy your hair being pulled? I heard you gasp and moan when I did it just now. Your body is thrumming with tension, your hand moving so fast. When I get to zero, you owe me your cum. You owe your release to me. Yes, my sweet boy, you're so, so vulnerable right now. 10. I could do so much harm to you. But you've been such a good, obedient boy, despite your transgressions. 9. Don't hold back. I want to hear your moans, your gasp of pleasure as you spill your seed all over my floors. 8. Can you imagine if I had let you touch me? 7. If I had let you suck on my clit, slide your fingers into my beautiful wet pussy, taste my sweetness upon your lips. 6. Only my most loyal worshippers get to taste the juices of a goddess. 5. Your release is soon, my devoted boy. 4. You've worked so hard for it. 3. And only good boys get released. 2. Yes, you're so close now, aren't you? Waiting with bated breath on each little word. 1. You'd like me to let you come now, wouldn't you? Or I could make you wait for as long as it pleases me to do so. Do not stop stroking, but don't come just yet. I want to savor this moment. Enjoy the way your body shivers in anticipation of unbridled ecstasy. Ah. 0. Yeah. Yes. Oh. Look at that beautiful mess you've created. What an attentive, dirty boy you are. What a sweet, obedient. Good boy.